Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for JOY. If you're not familiar with this name, JOY is a global tech company based in China, operating in the social entertainment and live streaming space. They're behind platforms that connect users through interactive content, and they've carved out a niche in the highly competitive internet and digital media industry. For those of you in the know, JOY isn't just another tech player. It's a company with a unique footprint, especially in markets hungry for engaging online experiences. Today, we're diving deep into what makes JOY tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all while keeping an eye on how this fits into your long-term investment strategy. Let's get started with a quick snapshot of where they stand right now. First off, let's talk recent performance and news. JOY has had a mixed bag when it comes to stock performance over the past year. Looking at their short-term trends, there's been some volatility. Gains in the last month look promising, but the longer-term picture over 6 months and a year shows some challenges. This kind of choppiness isn't unusual in their sector, which is driven by user engagement and rapidly shifting consumer preferences. On the news front, there's buzz around their efforts to expand user bases in key regions and innovate their platform features, which could be a game changer if executed well. However, there's also chatter about regulatory pressures in their home market, something we'll touch on later. With that backdrop, let's roll into the meat of our analysis and see what's driving JOY's story. Strengths. Solid revenue base. JOY has shown consistent revenue figures in recent years from their income statements, which is a strong foundation for any long-term investor. Their ability to generate cash from live streaming and social entertainment speaks to a business model that's tapping into a growing digital trend. Global presence with regional focus. From their geographic revenue segments, it's clear JOY isn't just a one-market wonder. They've got a diversified user base across multiple regions, which helps cushion them against localized downturns and gives them a broader growth canvas. Healthy cash position. Peeking at their balance sheet, JOY maintains a decent level of cash and equivalents. This liquidity is a big plus. It means they've got the firepower for strategic investments or to weather unexpected storms without breaking a sweat. Strong gross margins. Their gross profit margin is impressive, reflecting efficiency in turning revenue into profit before operating expenses kick in. For investors, this signals a business that's not just growing, but doing so with a keen eye on profitability. Now, while these strengths paint a solid picture, let's not get too cozy. There are some cracks in the armor that could trip up even the most optimistic investor if ignored. Weaknesses. Inconsistent net income growth. Digging into their income statements, JOY's net income hasn't always kept pace with revenue growth. This inconsistency can spook long-term holders who want predictable bottom-line results, and it hints at operational or cost challenges. High debt-to-equity ratio. Their debt levels, relative to equity, are a bit of a red flag. While not catastrophic, it suggests they're leaning on borrowed funds more than ideal, which could limit flexibility if interest rates climb or if cash flows tighten. Volatile short-term performance. As I mentioned earlier, their stock performance over shorter timeframes shows swings. For retail investors, this volatility can be nerve-wracking, even if you're in it for the long haul, because it impacts sentiment and portfolio stability. Dependence on user engagement. Their business model hinges heavily on keeping users hooked. If engagement metrics slip, whether due to competition or changing tastes, it could hit revenue hard and fast, something that's always a risk in the digital space. Speaking of risks, let's pivot to the opportunities out there for JOY. There's potential here, and for those of you looking to build wealth over time, these are the catalysts that could push this stock into a higher gear. Opportunities. Expansion in emerging markets. JOY's already got a foothold in multiple regions, but there's still room to grow in underserved markets where internet penetration is skyrocketing. Their revenue by region shows they've got the playbook. Now it's about execution. Innovation in content and tech. Recent news highlights their push to enhance platform features. If they can roll out sticky, innovative tools or content formats, they could capture more market share, especially among younger demographics who crave fresh digital experiences. Favorable forward valuations. Looking at their forward PE ratios, the estimates suggest JOYY might be undervalued compared to where analysts see earnings heading. For long-term investors, this could signal a buying window if the company delivers on growth expectations. Industry tailwinds. The broader internet and digital media sector is still on an upward trajectory, with user time spent online only increasing. JOY is well positioned to ride this wave if they can stay ahead of trends and keep their platform relevant. But hold on, before you get too excited, let's talk about the threats. The road ahead isn't all sunshine and rainbows, and for a company like JOY, external pressures could easily derail even the best laid plans. Threats. Regulatory headwinds. News snippets point to ongoing regulatory scrutiny in China, where JOYY is headquartered. Tighter rules around content, data privacy, or tech operations could squeeze margins or limit growth, and this is a big uncertainty for investors. Fierce competition. The social entertainment and live streaming space is packed with heavyweights and scrappy startups alike. If JOYY can't differentiate or keep users loyal, they risk losing ground, especially as competitors pour money into innovation. Economic slowdowns impacting ad spend. A lot of their revenue ties back to advertising or user spending on virtual goods. If global or regional economies hit a rough patch, discretionary spending could dry up, directly hitting JOYY's top line. Currency and geopolitical risks. With operations spanning multiple countries, they're exposed to currency fluctuations and geopolitical tensions. These factors are often out of their control, but can mess with financials and investor confidence. Now, let's tie this all together with some insights from their latest earnings call transcript to give us a clearer picture. Management seems optimistic about user growth and platform enhancements, emphasizing investments in tech to boost engagement, music to the ears of anyone betting on innovation as a growth driver. However, they also flagged regulatory challenges as a key watch area, which aligns with the news we've seen. For long-term investors, this dual narrative of opportunity and caution is critical. It's not just about the numbers, it's about whether JOYY can navigate the external noise while doubling down on what they do best. Stepping back, let's also consider their free cash flow trends. They've got positive free cash flow, which is great. It means they're generating real cash after CapEx, giving them room to reinvest or return value to shareholders via dividends or buybacks. But keep an eye on whether this trend holds, especially with their debt levels. If they can optimize their balance sheet while capitalizing on market opportunities, that's where the real upside lies. So what's the final word on JOYY for long-term retail investors like you? Wrapping up, JOY presents a compelling but complex story. On one hand, their revenue stability, global reach, and forward-looking valuations suggest a stock with potential to be a solid portfolio addition if they play their cards right. On the other, regulatory risks, competitive pressures, and inconsistent profitability are real hurdles that could cap gains or worse. For those of you building wealth over decades, JOY might be worth a closer look, but with a cautious stance. Think of it as a high-risk, high-reward play in the tech space. Keep tabs on how they tackle regulatory challenges and whether their innovation pays off in user growth. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive with MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay engaged with our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts on JOYY in the comments. Do you see them as a hidden gem or a risky bet? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.